previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
BMW says that protest action at its Rosslyn plant in Pretoria is not a strike, nor is it looking at job cuts. Instead, says the company, the worker discontent is linked to an ongoing fraud investigation into its BMW employees' medical aid scheme. The scheme's administered for BMW by Discovery Health, which says the investigation involves allegations of fraudulent claims between members of the scheme and health practitioners. BMW also confirmed that production at the plant had not been affected. One of South Africa's most prominent business lobbyists says she's very encouraged by new Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Parks Tau. Business Leadership CEO Busi Mavuso says Tau gets it and was quick to engage with business to ensure open channels of communication. Mavuso met with Tau last Friday and reports that he highlighted the importance of industrial policy that supports export-led growth. She says that he also highlighted the need to revisit the economic recovery and reconstruction plan developed by B4SA during the COVID-19 pandemic to identify implementable strategies. Mavuso adds a note of caution. Many of the institutions and regulations overseen by Tau's department need reform to be effective in delivering the improvements in the business environment that we all desire. Turning to the markets, ahead of the slew of interest rate decisions due this week, the JSE also closed last evening just above flat. The top 40 just beneath flat, London's FTSE the same. In New York, the Dow hit a fresh record closing high, up 0.5%. The broader S&P 500 up 0.1%. The Nasdaq down 0.5%. Tokyo this morning down 2.1%. Hong Kong up 1.5%. Sydney up, but just 0.3%. The US dollar unchanged at 1.11 to the euro. The rand slightly firmer, 17.63 to the dollar, 19.61 to the euro, 23.28 to sterling. Gold, 2,578, just beneath its recent record high. Platinum, 991. Bitcoin, just over 58,000. And Brent crude oil, just on $73 a barrel. And finally, post-COVID, are you still working from home, either part-time or full-time? If you are, I'm seeing more and more reports of companies ordering staff back into the office 5 days a week. The latest is online retail giant Amazon, which says it has observed that it's easier for what it calls teammates to learn, model, practice, and strengthen our culture. Collaborating, brainstorming, and investing, it says, are simpler and more effective. However, it's also worth noting I've seen almost as many reports of staff members at various companies saying, you know what, if I can't work from home at least part of the time, I'm off to find another job.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.